Sarah heeft ons in vorige uitzendingen de kathedraal laten zien, laten beleven. En nu zijn we dus in het gedeelte waar de Magna Carta ligt, zoals wij dat zeggen. De Magna Carta die ligt hier, iedereen kan hem zien. We hebben ook al gehoord verschillende bisschoppen die deze kaart hier naartoe hebben gebracht. Can you read it?
I'm not very good at medieval Latin, but we can both read the word Runnymede. And near Windsor, there, right at the end of almost the penultimate line of the text, because of course this great document was sealed at Runnymede near Windsor. We are looking at a document which is slightly larger than A3 page size document. It's in the most beautiful, tiny script. Must have been done by a very educated scribe. And if you look at it, you can see kind of etching into the vellum, to the animal skin upon which the writing is written. And you can see squiggles above many words. And these are the abbreviations. So if you think of shorthand today, which is all squiggles and so on, but each one of these means something. But you look at it and you just have to wonder that at the beauty of the thing, let alone what it means. So we are so fortunate to have one of these. Yeah. And it has not been damaged by water or fire. Yeah. It is immaculate condition. You can see where the seal was, but we don't have it, unfortunately. Yeah. So it's 63 clauses, and it's 76 lines long. And, you can see the odd mark, maybe something went slightly wrong and he had to tighten it, but it is unbelievably beautiful to look at.
Yeah. But everyone has to see this. And you told me next year you have to...
Next year is the 800th anniversary of this document. There are four documents left. Two are at the British Library in London, one is at Lincoln Castle, and then we have ours here. At the beginning of February next year, the four of them meet for the first time ever at the British Library for 3 days. One day will be for the international media. Mm-hmm. And it is really that occasion which is going to kickstart the celebrations for Magna Carta's year. Yeah. When ours comes back, it will come back into the Chapter House. And we have got a fantastic new exhibition all planned. We're working with a very well-known design company. And we know we will have an exhibition of international standing. The document itself is going to be re-encapsulated because as it is now, it's a fairly dated case. We have to look down on it, which limits the number of people who can see it and what you can see. So, it's going to be much, much better done in keeping with the 21st century now. Yes, and at the heart of all our activity really next year, at the heart of it is this exhibition.
And a lot of celebrations here. Everyone has to come to see this.
Everybody has to come. I just think it is Magna Carta's moment. Yeah, yeah. If you haven't heard about it, this is the moment to hear about it. Yeah. And if you're coming to the south of England, you really ought to make your pilgrimage to see it.
Yes. Sarah, thank you very much.
A pleasure. Thank you for coming.
All things today. Thank you.
A pleasure.